Israeli elite forces disguised as Palestinians seeking housing infiltrated the structures where hostages were being detained during the rescue operation, according to two Israeli security sources.
The special forces had already taken positions near the buildings before receiving the green light from Israeli authorities. The sources added, with their covert entry preceding the actual operation, Joseph Eckerson reporting.
Data from the FBI indicates a persistent decline in violent crime and homicides nationwide during the initial 3 months of 2024.
Compared to the same period last year, reported incidents of violent crime decreased by 15% between January and March, as per the FBI's Uniform Crime Reporting Data. Murder saw an even steeper drop of over 26% during this time frame, the data reveal. Jim Kender reporting.
After 4 days of voting involving over 400 million eligible voters across 27 nations, European electorates have shifted the 720-seat parliament further to the right than ever before.
The European Parliament will now host a record number of far-right legislators for the next five-year term, with far-right parties making gains in Europe's three largest economies, Germany, France, and Italy, backed by politicians campaigning against immigration, support for Ukraine, and climate policies. Benjamin Wright reporting.
U.S. Senator John Fetterman and his spouse Giselle were involved in a two-vehicle collision in Maryland on Sunday morning.
Maryland State Police troopers from the Hagerstown Barrack responded to a report of a two-vehicle crash on westbound Interstate 70 at Interstate 68. Just before 8 a.m., Fetterman, aged 54, was driving a Chevrolet Traverse westbound on Interstate 70 when the vehicle rear-ended a Chevrolet Impala. John was treated for a bruised shoulder and they were discharged that afternoon. No citations were issued. The crash investigation remains active and ongoing. Lawrence Keller reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
A deadly fire at a horse barn in Logan County, Ohio on Saturday resulted in the loss of 44 horses and serious injury to one person.
The blaze engulfed the Abrant Performance Horses facility near Bell Center, which housed around 85 horses and featured a performance area and living quarters for employees. Wade Addison reporting.
Firefighters battled a massive blaze at a Miami residential complex while a man working there was found shot inside, according to authorities.
The fire was reported around 8:15 a.m. Monday at Temple Court Apartments, said Miami Mayor Francis Suarez. Firefighters rescued over 40 people, some from balconies, in what Suarez called heroic actions, though an explosion occurred after the evacuation. Liam White reporting.
Chrysler, owned by Stellantis, is recalling over 211,000 SUVs and pickup trucks in the U.S. due to a software glitch that could disable their electronic stability control systems.
The recall affects certain 2024 Dodge Durango, Ram 2500, and Ram 3500 models, which may experience an anti-lock braking control module malfunction, potentially causing stability control failure and increasing crash risk, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Kevin Sanders, reporting.
Apple unveiled artificial intelligence-powered features across multiple key products on Monday, marking the tech giant's long-awaited foray into the high-stakes AI race.
The latest version of Apple's operating system will deliver customizable AI tools for iPhones, Macs, and iPads, including language capabilities to enhance or summarize text and image generators to embellish photos, the company said at its Worldwide Developers Conference in Cupertino, California. Jessica Oakley reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.